Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, my new one, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for allowing me to have a little bit of a raspy voice this morning, but it doesn't hurt. Don't worry. Just a little bit of a little tiny bit of laryngitis. Our guest is Alexandra Levitt, ladies and gentlemen, and she's the author of Humanity Works. She's the partner with People Results, and she's helping us understand about the new workplace, the new economy. Alexandra, thank you again for hanging out with us. Congratulations again on the book. Why don't you give us your website, please?
My website is alexandralevitt.com. People can feel free to visit and let me know what you think of any of the work coming out these days and whether it's replying to you, whether it's relevant. Would love to hear.
All right, so check that out, folks. The book is Humanity Works, Merging Technologies and People for the Workforce of the Future. Alexandra, one of the things that I've been trying to point out to people is we're moving hell-bent for light speed into the digital age. Every day we leave an analog thing behind and we pick up 10 digital things. And so very soon our world is going to be increasingly almost completely digital and very little analog, except for the furniture we sit on, right? But one thing is not going to change in all that. 100 years from now, we'll be all digital, but one thing won't have changed. We'll be human beings occupying the digital age, and those humans will still be 100% analog. How do we move into this new digital age? All this virtual work that you're so correctly preparing us for, how do we do all that and protect the human?
Well, I think that's the first thing we need to be aware of, Jim, is the need to protect the human and the need to protect the advantages and strengths that humans bring to life, to business. And the way that we do that is by focusing on what makes us uniquely human. So you are very familiar, obviously, with the concept of ethics. And It's about knowing what the right thing to do is and thinking about that and making decisions based on that. We, in the book, talk about a concept called human in the loop. Wherever there's a new digitized system, there should still be a human being who's experienced, not somebody who is just off the street or brand new, but someone who's experienced in the nuances of that business process, looking after it to make sure it's doing what it's intended to do.
And human in the loop.
Yes. Yes.
I like that.
So this human in the loop is very important because that person can say, is this the moral, right, ethical thing to do? Is this something that will benefit the business, but it's also going to benefit our customers, our employees, our reputation?
How about this, Alexandra? Just because we can doesn't mean that we should.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. And so protecting that, protecting the intuition, the judgment, the empathy, the interpersonal problem solving. And these are things until machines become conscious, we aren't going to be able to get from them. So we have to protect our ability to do what we know best and then let them do what they know best, which in most cases still is a lot of like robotic process automation. It's a lot of doing simple tasks that don't require too much complex thought. And if the complex thought is going to be there, well, then let's make sure we have that human in the loop.
You know, Alexandra, what you and I are doing right now is we're stipulating that the technology will work. We're stipulating that people can leverage the technology and fill the roles of virtual teams and the workplace of the future. We're stipulating that performance will happen. You and I aren't worried about that, are we? The danger, the challenge is going to be how the human being turns out and all that. Isn't that where what we're seeing now with social media, all the social media challenges that we're having right now? It's not that social media doesn't work. It's just it's manifesting in human beings in ways that we don't like so much. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's 100% accurate. And if you've ever seen the show Black Mirror, that show is all about, you know, what happens when technology goes bad, what happens to the human being, and what are some of the unintended consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that show because I think it's very realistic in many respects. These are things that could actually go wrong, that could actually happen. And this is what we just have to be extremely mindful. As you mentioned, there is very little regulation around this. Coming out of the government, it's really like the wild, wild west right now. And so we have to be vigilant as individuals who are building these systems. And we have to kind of impose our own rules. And I know you say this in your work, because otherwise it's not going to happen. And I think some bad things are going to occur that are not the result of, as you said, technology not working.
Well, and they're already occurring. Some of them are already occurring. And there's got to be... I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'm glad you're talking about this, Alexandra. I really am. It's going to take more people bringing this to light because for some reason the media doesn't like talking about ethics. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, no, it's true. It's only about what the technology can do and how exciting it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. That gets eyeballs. Oh, really? Can you do that? Well, what are the... You have to take a step deeper into it. Like,
right.
What might actually happen if this comes to fruition on a large scale?
Alexandra, I've got to wrap it up. Give us your website quickly one more time.
Sure. Hi, everybody. It's alexandraleavitt.com. Get in touch and let me know what you think.
Humanity Works is the book. Alexandra, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. See you soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.